Don't worry about me tonight, sir.
You don't like me. You don't look like a...
No?
You
don't look like an oyster.
Follow your heart.
You hear that, Walton?
I'll go to the city. I'll read the board. It's great to you.
It's great to you. That's all. Which one?
I've often wondered.
No, that was Abraham Lincoln.
You know, Don here, the names are similar.
Sure, but I just happen to remember, I come from Springfield, Minnesota.
Springfield, Minnesota. And I never heard of that town. How big is it?
Well, we have a mayor, a chief of police, two citizens, and the chief.
Any factories?
No.
Any industries of any kind? Any business activities?
No, just Springfield.
Oh. Say, so, yes, what are we talking about anyway?
I don't know. Let's start over again.
Yeah.
Hello, fellas. Have I missed anything?
Oh, hello, Parker. Hey, we're just talking about our hometown. Where are you from?
Missouri.
I know, Parker, but there's so many Missouris. I mean, which state?
Springfield.
Oh, you must be a neighbor of Wilson, then.
Hello, everybody.
Oh, hello, Mary. Good evening, Mr. Lincoln. You remember Mr. Wilson when you met him here last week.
Oh, yes. Say,
Jimmy, who does
he remind you of?
Lincoln. That's what he thinks anyway, you know? Hey, Mary, what's the matter with you? You look kind of worried tonight, huh?
Well, I am worried. This is Friday the 13th.
Well, don't let that worry you. All right, anything happened to you today?
Did it? I found a $20 bill. Is that hard luck?
Yeah, for the guy that lost it. Yeah.
Well, that's a load off my mind.
Yes, yes.
Oh, hello, Parker.
Hello, Mary.
Say, Parker, see you're playing at the Paramount Theater this week.
Well, I started here to go. Did you see me, Mary?
No, I went to the flea circus.
The flea circus. That certainly is a fine compliment to Frank Parker.
Oh, well, Jack, it's a little thing you like. It counts.
Yeah, I still think it's an insult to Parker. After all, a flea can't sing, you know.
Well, what of it?
Well, this one can. It's only... I finally got that one over tonight. I need it worse myself, you know, once in a while. By the way, Mary, where have you been all week? I haven't seen you around.
Oh, I went out of town to visit my relatives. They had the grandest mind.
Where do they live?
Springfield.
Listen, Mary, we've been having a lot of trouble here with Springfield. Which Springfield do you mean?
Ohio, Jack. I thought you knew that.
No, I didn't know your relatives lived in Springfield. In Ohio?
And you know, Jack, the funniest thing happened. I got on a bus marked Springfield, and when I got there, it was Springfield, Massachusetts.
Springfield, Massachusetts? So what happened?
Well, I spent a whole week with some people there before I found out they weren't my relatives.
Hey, Don. Boy, am I glad to get out of Springfield. Very good, Don, old boy. That was Little Dutch Bill, played by Don Buster and his Springfield, Pennsylvania Hotelian. Ah, folks, you should see how Don looks in front of that orchestra, all dolled up in a full dress suit with cans to match. Then he's swell looking. He looks not unlike Raymond Navarro. Then again, he looks not like Raymond Navarro. In fact, just forget Navarro and think of Frank Buck. Of course, the only difference is Frank Buck brings him back alive and Dexter makes him walk back, you know.
But you must admit he's cute, Jack.
All right, cute. But he's better looking, Mary, ain't he? Dexter or I?
You are.
Thanks.
So you can imagine how Dexter looks.
Fine. All right, but he's a nice kid at that, I mean, you know. Oh, Don.
Now, just call me Mr. Dexter. No need of formality, you know.
Oh, sure. That's the spirit, you know. You can call me Mr. Benny from now on. After all, we're not strangers.
I'd rather have it that way. Informality breeds contemptuous reactions, of which there is nothing more formidable.
Yes, I hardly agree. Yes, I agree.
What did you say, Jack?
I don't know, Mary. I'm having my own troubles, you know. Did you hear those words you used, Mary?
Well, Jack, why don't you retaliate in the vernacular of the intelligentsia?
Oh, you too, eh? Did you hear that, Parker?
Oh, Constantinople.
Constantinople?
Yes, that's the only big word I know.
That's fine. 9,000 programs on the air. I had to get mixed up with this one. See, Dexter, I mean, see what you started?
Well, if you're only receptive to the jargon of the proletariat, then my discourse is extreme. I mean, it's serious.
That was Il Trovatore by Don Dexter without his orchestra.
Well, Don, I guess I won't talk much to you. Not to you, too.
No.
Jack, What did you remind you of?
Webster, I think.
Oh, Jack.
Yes, Wilson.
It is now imperative that I thoroughly eulogize our product.
Oh, yeah?
The general silent safety thread adds the final factor of security to the blowout-proof tire,
mm-hmm.
and the patented low-pressure construction provides luxurious comfort. I thank you.
Yeah, I can see where I won't talk much to you either. Well, the squirrel's not a word for it. Now, wait a minute. This thing has gone far enough. Mary, take a letter.
Yes, sir.
I've had enough trouble around here. Take a letter to Bill O'Neill, President, General Tire and Rubber Company, Akron, Ohio. Dear Bill, my constituents are conspicuously conspiring to cause verbal consternation by employing multi-syllabic conglomerations in this studio.
Jack, how do you spell studio?
Never mind, Mary. Tear it up. The only one I can talk to around here is Parker. What are you going to sing tonight, Frank?
They're indifferent characteristics of my former vocal endeavors.
You hear that, Buster? We had a real American program before you got on it.
Now, Jack, don't be angry. I'll try and be a bit more careful of my vocabulary in the future.
I wish you would. I mean, after all, we're going to be together for quite a while.
Yes, I realize that. And by the way, I'd like to have you come out to the house tonight for a little friendly gathering. And bring the gang over.
Well, Don, sure, I'll be glad to.
Now, do you play too?
Yes, quite often. I played last night.
How did you do?
I broke 5 spades and got a birdie in diamonds.
No, not this doesn't sound.
You can look now. You can look now. It's all right, but you know what I mean. A little nervous.
What do you want us to come over, Don?
How about right now?
All right, Don, we couldn't go over now. We'll stay here and finish this program.
The boys.
They know what to play, eh?
Well,
okay,
sure.
Don. Come along, Mary. Sing, Frank. Come on.
That was Frank Parker singing The Touch of Your Hand from Roberta. Now, Jack Benny, Mary and Don Bester have all gone over to the Bester home for a jolly evening. Parker and I will join them later.
We'll be there shortly. It's a nice car you have, Don.
What kind of a car is it, Jack?
Mary, what's the difference? The tires that count,
I know, but the car runs so smoothly, I can't even hear it.
That's because it has the general blowout proof tires with a silent safety press.
Sure, but turn off that radio. How much further do we go, Don?
Oh, about 5 miles. I have a country home.
Well, let's make it a city home. You know, after all, it's only a half-hour program. This is your house, isn't it?
Well, all right.
My, what a pretty place. What floor is it, Don?
I live in the penthouse. We'll take the elevator.
No, we'll walk up one flight. And we'll
now, here we are. Come right in.
Good evening. Wipe your feet and come in.
Oh, how do you do, Mrs. Bester?
That's the maid.
Oh, pardon me. Start here, you know.
Hello, dear. Oh, maybe I'll see
you. Yes, darling. Oh, Jack, this is my wife, Donita.
Oh, Donita, I say. Glad to know you, Mrs. Bester.
How do you do? Won't you come in?
What does she remind you of, Jack?
Quiet, Mary. Nice apartment you have here, Mrs. Bester.
I'm glad you like it. You have 7 rooms and 7 baths. This is the blue closet.
What, no bath? Imagine a closet without a bath, right?
Jack, I want you to meet my son.
Yeah, see, he has no bath either. How are you, Junior?
Fine. And you, sir?
Fine. My, what a nice young man. What's that book you have there?
I'm reading the Psychoanalysis of Stratospheric Phenomena.
Oh, yeah? Well, what's Frank Merrill's picture doing on the cover?
I want a pool, Pop.
Oh. Is your name Don, too?
No, Donald.
Donald, and I should have known that.
Pardon me a moment, folks, while I change my clothes.
Oh, Jack, look at that cute little dog.
Oh, isn't it a darling? Dear doggy, the way you speak to you. What's the dog's name?
Ding Dong Dong.
Come on, Mary, let's go home, will you?
Oh, do come into the living room, folks. You doesn't breathe.
Oh, yes, I love it.
Nothing I like better than a good game of whist.
Well, I found. The one that wouldn't make me sound.
Oh, we play a rubber bridge and then have supper. Oh, butler. Son, do you call the butler?
Hey, Nicholas Moon! Yes, Junior, did you call me?
Oh, that's the butler. I'm glad his name isn't Don, anyway.
Jack, who does that butler remind you of?
Frank Parker. I knew he had a sideline. Huh?
Nicholas, bring in the bridge table and take orders for supper.
Very well, ma'am.
Oh, Jack, look at that pretty parrot.
Where?
Right over there in the corner.
Oh, isn't that a beautiful bird?
Yes, he's had it for some time.
Pretty Polly, pretty Polly. We're short of actors, folks. You know.
Polly wants a cracker.
I'm coming from the master.
Master? Master, where'd you get that bird?
Very nice, he's going to.
Oh, I see.
Here's
a
big thing,
huh? It's set it here, Nicholas.
Well, come on, folks. All set to play?
Ready.
Before we start, I want to tune in the radio and hear how my boys are doing.
Yeah, we might as well find out how our own program is getting on, huh?
That was Riptide from the motion picture of the same name, played by Don Bester's orchestra. And now I'd like to say a few words regarding the general blowout proof tire. It is not only a safer tire, but its outstanding beauty...
Oh, that's enough, Don. Turn that radio off, will you?
Well, let's cut the partners.
Okay.
Mary, look at you keep score. Well, it looks like you and I are partners. Mary, do you play good bridge?
Do I? Did you ever know Mrs. Culberson?
Yes.
Well, we both wear the same style hat.
Well, that ought to help your game, yes.
It's my deal. I don't think there's anything I like but good.
I don't know what makes you concentrate, keep your mind on what you're doing.
Oops, wait a minute, did I make a miss, you?
Wait a minute, hold your cards. How many cards have you, Mr. Bester?
I have 10.
And you, Mary?
16.
Well, that's right. I thought I made a mistake there for a moment. Let's see, it's my bid. 9, 10, 10. I pass.
You pass? I pass. I double it.
No, you can't double it. You must either bid or pass. Have you got anything?
Yes, Jack. I have a lot of cards with the cutest little red spots on them.
Yeah, well, then you know what to do.
Sure. 3 clubs.
I double 3 clubs. Just a moment, folks. Pardon me, Don, for helping her out. I know it's not etiquette to talk across the table, but, you know. Mary, why did you book 3 clubs when you had a handful of hearts and diamonds?
Well, that's why I let you know what I have.
But Mary,
you're good, Jack.
I doubled 3 clubs. Well, let me see. Mr. Bester, have you any dice?
No.
Well, then 3 hearts.
3 hearts? Okay. I doubled 3 hearts.
Mary, I mean, why did you double it? I did the 3 hearts.
Well, I have so many hearts, I don't see how you can make it.
But I'm your partner, Mary.
Oh, well, why didn't you tell me? I thought it was every man for himself.
Oh, all right.
Come on, let's play cards.
Yes, please. Wait a minute. I made a mistake. I've got mostly diamonds.
Oh, now you've got diamonds. All right, then take me out.
Okay, 4 diamonds.
I pass. Let me see. I pass.
I double 4 diamonds. I think you're right. 2 clubs.
Now we're getting someplace.
For heaven's sake, tune no front.
Just a minute. One spade. We're all mixed up.
Pass.
I got you out that time, Mary. Oops, somebody kicked me.
Wasn't me.
Then it's fine company we're with tonight. You're playing, Mrs. Bester.
Well, this card's down, Mary. You're the dummy. You're not so hot to tell.
All right, Mary, you play the hand. I'll be the dummy.
Wait a minute, Jack. You have to play the hand. Mary, good diamond.
I know that you meant to pay.
No, I didn't.
Out.
Out.
Let her play it, eh?
Oh, wait a minute, sir. What are you playing for?
Oh, how about 5 cents a point to settle for a quarter of a cent?
Okay with me.
7 of diamonds.
Jack, put those 6 of diamonds on there for me.
Okay.
Then I'll play the jack. And I'll play, put the tray on.
The tray? Mary, haven't you got a higher diamond?
Yes, the queen, king, and ace.
Well, why don't you play one of them?
Oh, I thought I'd finesse.
That's fine. The last player and she finesses. Well, it's your trick, Mrs. Bester. Looks like that. It's your trick, Don. Another trick for you, Mrs. Dexter. You got that one, too.
Well, mind as well show you this hand. You've got them all.
You're telling us. How did I come to lose that ace of trumps? Nice people we're playing with.
How are you doing, Jack?
We're down six.
Point, that's me.
Yeah. Let me see. What honors did you have, Mary?
I had the 3 and 4 stays in Little Casino.
How about the easy aces?
I called Jane, but she couldn't come.
Oh, it's your deal, Mrs. Bester.
Oh, Nicholas. Nicholas.
Yes, ma'am.
See what the suckers we have here.
Now, Mary, watch yourself this time. When you try and play right, be sure you have at least 2.5 tricks when you bid. Of course, you know, it isn't the money, you know. It's your bid, Mrs. Bester.
Now, let me see. I did one diamond. One diamond. I passed.
I passed. 2 clubs.
Pardon me, ma'am, but can I take you all to supper now?
Yes. Well, what do you folks like me?
Well, I don't care anything.
Well, now, let me see. I think I have a 2 standing. I double it.
I pass. Nicholas, I'll have 2 A's.
3 spades. 3 no trumps.
How do you want them?
On toast.
Now, we're all mixed up. I mean, let's either play bridge or eat, will you?
That's a good idea. Let's eat. Oh, that reminds me. We have some cold chicken in the ice box. Would you care for that?
Hey, that strikes me. I'll take a leg.
I'll take the other leg.
That's 2 legs we get, so we win the rubber.
And speaking of rubber, remember the general trial is blowout proof and will not sit even on Friday the
13th. Oh.
So go to your general tire dealer and give yourself and your car a real treat.
I double it. Me too.
I will. Play, Don. Fine game this is.
Ken Holding's the only tire that has the patented low pressure construction. The blowout proof tire from 1934 with the new Tire 6 is a noiseless, distressed, skidless tire, a tire that is longer wearing and safer than ever before. With the extra strength in hot weather and faster driving puts on tires, be certain you are really safe. And put on a set of General, the genuine blowout proof tire. You like doing business with a General tire because it's just a question. Your ability forms your personal, intelligent, and interested service. If some things go wrong on your car. When your car skimming, steers hard, or tire begins to show irregular or excessive wear. The fact that the General Tire dealer replaces so many tires with Generals makes this store tire bargain headquarters. His racks are always full of new and slightly used tires of all makes, at prices and on terms to suit everybody.
This is the last number of the second program in the new General Tire series. I hope all you group players have learned a few new points about the game. Well, good night, Doc. Good night, Mrs. Bedford.
Good night. Come again. Well, good night, Chuck. We had a lovely time.
Come on, Mary. I thought you told me you knew something about bridge.
I do. I used to play bridge in Hollywood.
In Hollywood?
Sure. I used to double for Norma Sheeran, you know.
I know. I used to redouble for Clark Gable.
In Hollywood?
Yes. Yeah, good night, folks.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.